Next patient is Astor Aziz. The last name A-S-I-S, first name A-S-T-O-R. This is a clinical case of an 85-year-old Filipino male that has a history of chronic kidney disease, stage 5. The patient has been managed very conservatively because he is not considering renal replacement therapy at this time. He declined it. But he, on the other hand, is with a good quality of life. He is taking care of the business at home. He works in the yard from time to time, and he's feeling well. In the latest laboratory workup that was done on April 20th of 2024, the serum creatinine is 5.2, the BUN is 45, and the estimated GFR is 10. The serum potassium is 5.6. The patient has a protein creatinine ratio that is consistent with 3 grams of protein in 24 hours. This has not deteriorated more. Period. Number 2, hyperkalemia. We treated the hyperkalemia with a low potassium diet and the administration of kyoxalate 2 to 3 times a week. The patient was emphasized about the need to be more strict with the potassium intake in the diet. Following number, type 2 diabetes. This is the underlying disease. The hemoglobin A1C that was done on the 20th of April of 2024. Is 6.2%. Following number, the patient has hyperphosphatemia. For that reason, we're going to start calcium carbonate, 1 tablet with every meal in the form of TUMS, T-U-M-S. Following number, the patient has a minimal elevation of the PTH up to 71. Following number, hyperuricemia that is under control. Following number, vitamin D deficiency on supplementation. The patient remains in a stable condition. We are going to give him an appointment in 3 months. I have to point out that I communicate via phone. With Mr. Aziz on weekly basis in order to make adjustments in the treatment.